Welcome to Breaking the Bread, a reflection upon the readings from Sacred Scripture. Today's feast, the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, embodies a great mystery. Like the people of Israel in the first reading, we are called to a long journey to the promised land of heaven. Like them, we can lose patience and fall into sin, sin that can literally kill us, as we read in Numbers 21. Like them, our only hope for salvation is to cling to God's merciful provision. Pope Benedict XVI summed it up beautifully in a 2008 homily given in Lourdes, France. He writes, "The gospel for this feast reminds us of the meaning of this great mystery. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that we might be saved." John 3:16. The Son of God became vulnerable, assuming the condition of a slave, obedient even to death, death on a cross. Philippians 2. Benedict continues, "By his cross we are saved. The instrument of torture which on Good Friday manifested God's judgment on the world has become a source of life, pardon, mercy, a sign of reconciliation and peace. In order to be healed from sin, gaze upon Christ crucified," said St. Augustine. By raising our eyes toward the crucified one, we adore him who came to take upon himself the sin of the world and give us eternal life, his own divine life. And the Church invites us proudly to lift up this glorious cross so that the world can see the full extent of the love of the crucified, one for all of us. The Church also invites us to give thanks to God, because from a tree which brought death, life has burst out anew. On this wood, Jesus reveals to us his sovereign majesty and the power of the medicine of his mercy. He reveals to us that he is exalted in glory. Yes, come let us adore him. In our midst is he who loved us, even to giving his life for us. He who invites every human being to draw near to him with total trust.